Welcome to Oh Well Stan's radio show. I'm your host, Tim Metzger from Rapid City, South Dakota. This is the Back to the Basics program. You can listen to this and all the other Back to the Basics podcasts up on allwellstan.org. Just click on the podcast link. Unfortunately, I am not going to be here over the airwaves over Africa forever. So if you hear this and you want to hear the old shows or hear the couple left after this, you may go to the website in the future. So I had did some shows quite some time ago about hell. And I had mentioned that we would eventually talk about heaven, that I would like to do that. And so I finally got the time, and it was definitely within the will of God to finally take in and write this all up and get this put out there. You know, Jesus spoke much more about hell than he did heaven. And so it only seemed appropriate for me to cover hell rather than cover heaven. Because without salvation, without repenting towards God and by faith into Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, for any person, if your name doesn't get written into the book of life, there's no point in how much you might study up on heaven, know about heaven. You're heading to hell. Now, so let's go ahead and talk about heaven and see what there is that we can learn from that. Starting off with 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our dwelling place out of heaven, if indeed, being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but clothed, that morality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has fashioned us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the earnest of the Spirit. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, preferring rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. So, most people will end up in hell. Though most, especially in the West, will incorrectly confess themselves to be going to heaven. And you can take a look at Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 23 to learn more about that. So now, let's take a moment to glean out some interesting things that we can from the Bible about heaven. What at least used to be heard was a lot of talk about streets of gold, pearly gates, and mansions being prepared. Now, I've heard of, you know, people speaking of pearly gates, but when I was growing up, it was mostly about the streets of gold in the mansion. The mansion you were going to get. These are, you know, talking just any old church that I would go to when I was young. So let's address these things real quick and move on to some other attributes of this real place called heaven. John chapter 14, verses 2 through 3 says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Okay, and Revelation chapter 21, 10 through 27. "And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and having a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and names written on them, which are the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. 3 gates on the east, 3 gates on the north, 3 gates on the south, 3 gates on the west. Now the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gate and its breadth. And the city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. Its length, breadth, and height are equal. And he measured its wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like pure glass. And the foundation of its wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the streets of the city were pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it, and the Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. And its gates shall not be shut at all by day, because there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or produces an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. First, let's notice something here that seems to not be seen by people who speak of these things. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Notice where these streets of gold are, as well as the pearly gates. They are in New Jerusalem, and notice where New Jerusalem comes from. Down out of heaven. Revelation 21:1 says, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Well, we are not going to look it up here. I'm going to go ahead and hand out a few verses for somebody who might be interested. Isaiah 65:17, 66:22, and 2 Peter 3:13. So I will warn you, if you want to glean more from this, have a piece of paper and a pencil or writing utensil handy, as I will be handing out some verses, as this is a Back to the Basics program. Let us understand that the things that are here at that time are eternal. Also, I should add, you can also just go and look at it yourself. Go to allwillstand.org, click on, there's an article that accompanies this radio show that I'm going over. You can just click on the article titled Heaven. It should still be on the main page if you happen to listen to us. This is being recorded at the very end of September 2024. It'll be aired sometime in October 2024 if you happen to hear this show. Down the road, it might be buried, so you can just use a search and search heaven. If we were to look at the dimensions of this holy city, New Jerusalem, we would see that it could not be contained on this present earth. You can take a look at those dimensions in Revelation 21:16. Thus a new earth and new heavens to go with it is coming for those who love the Lord and whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. As Revelation 21:27 told us, you can also take a look at 2 Timothy 4:8. From Genesis all throughout the Bible, heaven is where God lives. We can gain some tidbits. Genesis 14:19 includes possessor of heaven. Genesis chapter 24, verse 7. Ezra chapter 1, verse 2, as well as other verses, include the term God of heaven. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 30. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 30, your dwelling place, speaking of God. And Psalms 115, verse 3, our God is in heaven. Now heaven belongs to God, the earth was given to mankind. Psalms chapter 115, verse 16 says, Heaven, even the heavens, are Jehovah's, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. We are the sons of men. Now also, as our space probes travel to Mars, as some have aspirations of colonizing Mars sooner than you might think, these things don't belong to us. They are not ours to grasp and attain, but these belong to God. We have dominion over the earth that he has given us to use in accordance with his word, but the heavens are also his. Now, I will interject here. What limit should we be doing stuff? I've actually heard and believe that there is now mining going on the moon. I believe China started it. No, there's not people up there. It's all done with probes and sent back for rare earth elements. These are things that just aren't talked about in our news. The thing about it is who owns these things? Should we be messing with these things? Well, if I was a leader, I would probably do things a bit differently, and certainly wouldn't be trying to colonize. And I'll tell you, the mindset of people who are doing these things are one that do not believe in God and do everything in their power to try to disprove the Bible. You would say, well, haven't they already disproved it with evolution? No, of course not. Romans chapter 1, you should read. And the fact that they are still vehement about trying to do things that one could only imagine to try to disprove God's word means they haven't actually disproven it. They know it in their hearts. Continuing on. Now the question is, where is it? Where is heaven? Paul was called up to the third heaven, and you can read that in 2 Corinthians 12:2. It won't say Paul, because he's the way Paul was. Third, you say, sure. The first is the atmosphere surrounding the earth. So that's where our clouds are, that's where our storms come from, or sandstorms come from, or that's you know, the air we breathe. The second is what we see in a clear night. Especially far away from urban lights, the stars, the moon, galaxies, etc., testifying of our great creator. You can take a look at Psalms 8, 3 through 4. The third is heaven, where God lives. The one that most people think about. Well, the question is, where is it? We could have some fun here and wonder if it is right there and we just can't see it. Sort of a different dimension, or perhaps it is hidden in one of these clusters of stars in a faraway galaxy that even our most modern telescopes cannot penetrate. And there are such things. Well, we will have some fun here, as these are only theories, but let's take a look at some interesting tidbits of verses that suggest a direction for where it is at. 2 Chronicles 6:13 says, spread out his hands towards heaven. Mark 6:41 says, he looked up to heaven. Luke 18:13 says, not raise his eyes to heaven. John 17:1 says, lift up his eyes to heaven. Unless the Bible lets us know that a passage is allegorical, one should take it to be completely literal, and I don't see why that wouldn't be the case here. You have in these partial verses that eyes can be raised to heaven, hands spread towards heaven, etc. What does not suggest that heaven is somewhere above the land of Israel? I would think so, as all these tidbits of verses took place in the land of Israel. Well, where did heaven come from to begin with? God made it. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, you alone are Jehovah. You have made the heavens, the heaven of the heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and everything on it, the sea and all that is in them, and you preserve them all alive. The hosts of the heavens bow down before you. Well, I didn't mention this in the article, but I will add this portion in there. So, where it says in that verse, the heaven of the heavens, heaven in the version I'm using, which is the VW edition, and you can get a copy of that at probably just allwillstand.org would be the easiest way to get it, and just click on Bibles and books. Click on Bibles, and you can just download a PDF copy if you'd like, as well as a King James copy if you'd like. You can get a link to it too. So, heaven is capitalized, heaven of the heavens. So right there gives us a glimpse of where it's at. It's in the heavens. Well, I'm going to assume that's the outer space portion of heaven, this what we'll call the second heaven. So it's the third heaven is somewhere in the second heaven. So it's somewhere out there. Okay. Now, if we take and ponder these things that God has made, look around and pay attention, please, Romans 1:2. Then we should marvel that the Most High, the Creator, that He would even have regard for us individually. Oh, if such a thought should sink into your heart. To understand the love of God and what He did for us through His Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. Take a look at John 3:16. The marvelous love and mercy He has upon sinful mankind who is not deserving. Thanks be to the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 through 58 says, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So, is it of a great wonder that God, the only God, can hear our cries and prayers from heaven? He who saw our embryo, take a look at Psalms 139, verse 16, hears from heaven. Take a look at Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 28. So what else does the Bible tell us about heaven? Well, God's throne is there in each individual soul that God ever created. You can take a look at Jeremiah 1:5. Will either find themselves at the judgment seat of Christ, that's 2 Corinthians 5:1, for those who accepted the free gift of salvation, you can take a look at Ephesians 2:8-9, through repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, as the Bible clearly states in Acts 20:21, or for those whose names are not written in the book of life, they will stand before God at the great white throne. So let's go over that. This is the basis for All Will Stand ministry. If you take a look at the main page and the very top of the banner, you'll see that this verse is there. This is it. And it's just a great thing to be able to at least put this verse out there as part of this ministry one final time when with regards to shortwave radio shows. And I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, out of the things which were written in the books. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one, according to their works. And death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Is this the same throne spoken of being in heaven elsewhere? Well, the Bible doesn't clearly state it, so neither will I. But nonetheless, God's throne is in heaven, as these tidbits of verses plainly state. Psalms 11:4 in there tells us Jehovah's throne is in heaven. And Revelation 4:2 says, a throne was set in heaven and one sat on the throne. God watches from heaven. What should concern mankind is the fact that God watches from heaven. Consider the books that the Bible speaks about in the above reference, Revelation 20, verses 11 through 15. Yet even our shadowy real government, our top leaders, who are apparently up to no good, you can see Revelation 18:3 tells us they're up to no good, we know they're up to no good, should know that God watches them as well, as the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 5:8, despite the fact that they think they have it figured out. And there's some interesting things if you were to look up Isaiah 28:18 and Amos 9:2. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 23 and 24. Am I a God nearby, says Jehovah, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says Jehovah? Do I not fill the heavens and earth, says Jehovah? So consider this as an individual. God is watching you from heaven, as these tidbits of verses exclaim. So let's take a tidbit of verse. You can find this in Psalms 14:2, also 33:13, as well as 55:2. Jehovah looked down from heaven. Then in Psalms 102:19, we can find from heaven Jehovah has looked upon the earth. So not only is God's throne in heaven and he watches all mankind, but he rules from heaven, as some more tidbits of verses will make clear. Psalms chapter 20, verse 6 says, he will answer him from his holy heaven. Psalms 57, verse 3 includes, he will ascend from heaven. We can find in Psalm 76 verse 8, you cause judgment to be heard from heaven. And finally, we can glean this tidbit found in Daniel 4:26, heaven rules. Heaven is a holy place, as the Bible tells us in Psalms 20 verse 6, where there is also a kingdom of heaven. Consider these tidbits of verses. Matthew chapter 4 verse 17 says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has drawn near. In Matthew 5:19, we can find, called least in the kingdom of heaven. And Matthew 10 verse 7 includes, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In this modern era, people store treasures not only in bank vaults, but also virtual currency, digital stocks and bonds, as well as other bits of wealth tucked away. Yet we who are believers are able to stow away treasures no matter whether we are rich or poor in the eyes of the world. The Bible speaks about storing up treasures in heaven. You can find that in Matthew 6:20 and 19:21, where there will be rewards awaiting believers. Luke chapter 6 verse 23. Well, I'm certainly glad for those promises from God, because I have not done that well about storing up, a retirement and stuff. And I think it's all right. I just put my trust in God and continue to do His work and to do what He directs me to do as He leads. Now, heaven is also a place where angels reside. As this radio program is about heaven, this is not going to dig deep at all into angels, but simply provide the evidence from the Holy Scriptures regarding this truth with a few tidbits of the Holy Scriptures. In fact, I would challenge you, if you actually want to know more about angels, because there's so much misinformation there, I would not dare use an internet search engine, Google or otherwise, or a YouTube or any other video, and I would not. However, if you go to wayoflife.org and you search angels, I know that hopefully you will find it. It shouldn't be hard to find. Brother David Cloud has a pretty good write-up on angels in there, where, you know, he just looks at the scripture and kind of does what I'm doing with this heaven radio program. He just goes over what the Bible says. And I'll just give you one tidbit that I always, you know, remember from going through that, and should have considered that myself right away. And that is, you know, I always, for instance, yesterday, my son brought me, he helps out with teaching my daughter Spanish, as he's in Spanish 3 for high school and she's in Spanish 2 for grade school. And so this piece of paperwork, he's like, do you want me to do this? It's about, you know, Christmas and stuff, and look at this paper. And no, we don't celebrate Christmas, and you can look at on allwillstand.org. You can just get the free book, Holy Days, and no, I'm not going to condemn you if you do, just to understand why, or you can, there's some articles up there. But anyway, in there, there's some little drawings of angels on this paperwork from Bob Jones University. And they're female. And the thing is, you know, I clean for a living, so a lot of times I have to move people's knickknacks, and it's not as much as it used to be. So, I mean, you want to talk about things changing quickly. It used to be that you would find this stuff all over, and nowadays you actually don't. You find more dumb sayings on, like, some dollar board from Hobby Lobby or the dollar store that people have. You know, you don't really find this stuff anymore as much, but used to be you'd find a lot of it, and a lot of people, I still see a little bit of it, would have an angel, like a little figurine, like a Precious Moments thing, or from Hallmark, or just something, you know, something like that, or it could just be a little thing, and, you know, I'd move it to dust underneath it, and they're almost always feminine, and if you actually were to study the Word of God, you would it just look at its Strong's Concordance, look up the word angel, and go through all the verses that mention it, and you will see that they're all masculine. So, I mean, right there, mankind has a very big problem, and it's very widespread. Of the understanding of God's Word, like I said, let's not get too far off in that. Just, there's so much false stuff there. I would just please exercise caution. I mean, careful what you listen to, because you have no clue the amount of false doctrine that you can get yourself wrapped up into, and especially somebody who's not able to fully exercise the word of God yet, or who's not saved and certainly can't. So Matthew 18:10 says, in heaven there are angels. Okay. There's some complexity there. We're not going to go over that. Matthew 22, verse 30 says, angels of God in heaven. And then in Matthew 24, 36 and Mark 13, 30, we can glean angels of heaven. Now, moving along, God has given authority to Jesus, the Savior. He has all authority. Matthew 28, verse 18 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. Angels go back and forth to heaven. Luke chapter 2, verse 15 makes that quite clear. This is interesting because if we go back to the book of Genesis, we can see what appears to be one of these, for lack of better terms, apparently a portal that allows them to go back and forth. You can take a look at Genesis 28, verse 12. So when they were trying to build a Tower of Babel to heaven, we did a radio show on this. You can read about it in Genesis, this little tidbit, Genesis 11, verses 4 through 6. This is a huge question. Note that God says, now nothing that they devise to do will be withheld from them. Now this also includes the adversary of mankind, the one through the fear of death causes people to be in bondage. And that you can read about in Hebrews 2:15. That which Christ has the power to save us from death, as the Bible says in Hebrews 5:7, while unbeknownst to most, Satan still has access. Jesus clearly states, this isn't talking about access, but it says something here, where he fell from. Luke 10:18 says, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Whereas we know that the ruler of the authority of the air, Ephesians 2:2, is seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8. But we can see that with the ordeal with Job, Satan went directly to heaven. Job 1 verses 6 through 7 says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before Jehovah, and Satan also came among them. And Jehovah said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered Jehovah and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking about on it. There will be war in heaven, and Satan will be cast down to earth, no longer having access. So, Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9 says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So that great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who leads the whole world astray, he was cast out onto the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Finally, consider that Satan leads the whole world astray, Revelation 12, verse 9, and that there is no other name by which to be saved. Acts 4:12 says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men that is required for us to be saved. And John chapter 14, verse 6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Okay, so we are going to be finishing this up on next week's program. It's going to be two parts. And also, Lord willing, and I do believe there will be time here, we're going to add a couple more things that I think should be up on the website and as well as broadcast throughout Africa. Discussing a couple other things that believers should know, we're going to touch on as it is the back to the basics. I would like to go over the Lord's Supper and baptism in a very, very brief manner, but just to go over them so that we can get God's truth out there for those who would like to know the truth about that, as well as you can kind of use that as a guide to find a good church in your area that you might be listening to. I mean, especially in Africa, because you're going to have, it'll be night and day, the churches that do things one way and the churches that do things a different way. Well, until that time, have a great week.